This is Radio Margaritaville, broadcasting from Bossier City at the site of Jimmy's brand new Margaritaville Resort Casino. Kirsten here, and I'm backstage with the man.
Hello. Hi. Kirsten.
How are you?
I am good. I'm so glad to be doing with this show. It's a pleasure to get on a break from having to do those shows with Bong. You know, he's so demanding of my time. So this is so much better.
He is, but we don't have your special, your little microphones.
No, I don't have my gold microphone.
No.
Here, but I don't know. Rodney, where's that gold microphone? But we're in Bossier City. I'm excited. This is quite something. We've been working on this a while. This is my first time to come in to see it. It's pretty cool up here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're playing the venue here, the Paradise Theater, and it's so intimate.
It is, you know, and the thing about it is, finally, you know, after all these years, it's going to be fun to feature, you know, like we got Jerry Jeff coming in, and we got, you know, Jesse Winchester was born in Shreveport. So I'm looking at people that are close to me that I've always, you know, either, you know, been part of my musical song line around here, who are like from here. And, you know, the great guitarist James Burton, who played with Elvis, Ricky Nelson, and kind of developed the Telecaster sound, still lives here. So I'm going to delve into the music heritage of North Louisiana. Now, we all know about South Louisiana, but there's a great Louisiana Hayride, which when I was a reporter for Billboard magazine from Nashville, I used to come down here because that was my beat to cover the Louisiana Hayride before the Grand Ole Opry was ever on the radio.
Oh.
So this is a real interesting. There's a lot of great musical history here, which I want to be a part of the shows that are going to be here and part of the decor as well.
Yeah,
and I just saw, we were looking at that poster back in my dressing room from, I think it's October 1982, the Monroe County Civic Center.
Yeah.
Did you see how much the tickets were?
No.
$8.
And you had all this hair.
Yeah, what happened? I woke up one day and somebody stole it all. I know, 82, I was hot. No. But it's great. And so I just want to say thanks to all the people that worked on putting this place here from a concept to reality and plugging our own stuff. I think parrot heads around this area are going to really like this. And it's a lot of fun to be doing this now with the great people that we partner up with that can, you know, can make this more than a song and kind of keep the lifestyle thing going. And I think this is one of the coolest things. We're getting good at it.
I agree. Now, as far as the casino goes, what table would we find you at if you were
I could gamble in my own place, but as an owner, I can't gamble.
Oh, that's right.
But blackjack and crap table. I always like the crap table.
Okay.
The action's at the crap table.
So I like the crap table,
I wrote
too.
A few songs about crap tables, too, so I like that one.
Yeah.
But, we brought the little band down. We're doing a quick show. Unfortunately, I can't stay because I got to get back. It's 4th of July. My kids are home for the weekend, but I plan to get back in here, and it's on the way, and it's on the way to Austin.
Yeah.
Stop in.
It is. I drove up.
So we're going to go play for the good folks here who put this thing together and wish everybody a great 4th of July, and we'll see when we're back out on the road in a week or so.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Kirsten.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right.